Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Vayechi. Vayechi, Tavshin, Peivav. Just scheduling, I think next week, B'ez Hashem, will be on Tuesday instead of on Wednesday, B'ez Hashem. Okay, so we start off with Vayechi. Vayechi Yaakov, beginning of the Parsha. This, of course, is as has been pointed out, it's the only Parsha that starts off without the normal Parsha break in between. Usually there's 7 or 8 letters space in between the Parsha. It's hard for the Baal Korei to find. But this one is closed up, and that's the Mesorah, and that's what Rashi picks up on at the beginning of the parsha, where we have Parshas Vayechi Yaakov. It's sasum, it's closed off. Why is it sasum? Says the Gemara, says the Rashi. Lama Parshas Ustuma. Why is it closed off? Again, there are other parshios that don't have a break within them. Within them, there are some parshios. Vayetze doesn't have a break, but from the end of the previous to the beginning of the next, there is no break in the beginning of Vayechi. So why is it sasum? So Rashi quotes Bikesh Yaakov Agalos Hazaketz. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal when Mashiach was going to come, all future events. Vinistalka Shechina Mimenu. And the Shechina and the Ruach HaKodesh was removed. Remember, Yaakov Avinu didn't have the Ruach HaKodesh for 22 years. It finally came back in last week's Parsha, right? But the Chi Ruach Yaakov Avihem. It finally came back. So he's like, okay, it's back. It's good. I have so much to say over. I have so much to catch up on. And then it was closed. It was closed, as we know later on. Rashi quotes that he wanted to say over the brachas. Says Rav Yosef Nechemi Kornitzer in source number 1. So why couldn't Yaakov Avinu tell us? Why couldn't he tell us when Mashiach was going to come? We would have known all the future events. Nireh, says Rav Yosef Nechemia, again, the last Rav in Krakow, last chief rabbi in Krakow, the father-in-law of Shapsi Frankel, right? Rambam Frankel Rambams. Nireh, lefikat sichli b'havanas ha'inyan. According to my humble opinion, shenistam ha'ketz mayan kol v'gam ha'neviim lo yaduhu. It was taken away from Yaakov, and even the Nevi'im didn't know exactly when Mashiach was going to come and when it was going to be finished. Kihine, why? Ketz ha'galus toli rak banu. Hayom im b'kolo tishmo. Because after all, the Ketz is dependent on us. It's not that Hashem's going to say when. Really, it's dependent on us. Kiddi yadua medrash chazal. As Chazal say, right? He doesn't quote that whole Gemara. What Gemara is over there? Sanhedrin Sadiches? That's the great Gemara where Rabbi Shua ben Levi meets Eliyahu HaNavi, and he says, "Nu, when's Mashiach coming?" So he says, "Why don't you go ask him?" He says, "Go ask him, where is he?" He's like, "He's by Rome over there taking off his bandages." So he says, goes to meet him, and he says, "Mashiach, when are you coming?" He says, "Hayomi b'kolo tishmo." He says, "Really?" So he runs back to Eliyahu HaNavi, and I guess he waits till the night time, he doesn't come. And he says, "Mashiach lied to me." What did he say? He says, he's coming today. He's like, "What did he tell you?" He told me, "Hayom." He says, no, "Hayomi b'kolo tishmo." Hayom dot dot dot. If we're right, he's ready to come any day. He's ready to come any day. So the Rabbi Yosef Nechemia says, so really it's up to us. And it's in our power either to hasten it or to distance it. But now he says this is the issue. Yadua meharambam. It's known from the Rambam. I gave it to you right next to this source from the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. He quotes from the Rambam and Pirshei Mishnayos, but it's the same issue, where the Rambam tackles or tries to tackle the issue of foreknowledge and free choice. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows before we do it, but we still have free choice. But if Hashem knows, then how do we have free choice? So we don't really have a full answer to that question. But that's what we believe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, and we still have the choice. V'yadua me'arambam v'shar gedolim ma she'emiku she'ila b'inyin ha'yediya v'habachira. Right? That issue. Right? That's the Rambam here next to in Hilchos Tshuva where the Rambam talks about it. I didn't give you the Ravid. The Ravid on this Rambam says, I don't know why the Rambam brought this question up because he didn't answer it and it's just going to leave people with questions. Better not to ask the question if you can't give an answer. So l'chor, the Rambam felt that he did give an answer. Right? The Rambam says here in source number 2, remember the Rambam, this is the beginning of Hilchos Parakeh, he spoke about Bechir Chavshus. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu eini yodeya b'deya she'ichutz mimenu. Hashem does not have knowledge that is separate from him. Like Hashem learn something new or forget something. It's not like the knowledge is separate from Hashem. Hashem's knowledge is him. We don't know what that means, but the Rambam says, "Kemeinu kemei Adam shehin v'daitem shnayim elohu yisbarach shmo v'daito echad ve'ein daito shel Adam yicholu lahasig davarzel burio." We can't understand this. Right? What do you mean? It must not be true if we can understand it. You ever try to teach a dog physics? Right? Well, it doesn't exist because I can't understand it. No, a dog doesn't have the capacity and the kalim to understand physics. So we don't have the kalim to understand godliness. Doesn't mean it's not reality. It's just not in our reality. Just like we can't understand the Hashem himself, Shenemar, as it says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yirani Adam Bachai, Kachin Koch Ba'adam Lasig V'lim, so Daito. You can't understand Hashem, you can't understand his Das, because his Das is him. So you can't understand that. So what kind of question is that? So what did the Rambam answer? The Rambam is saying Hashem's knowledge is different than our knowledge. He doesn't say it explicitly, but he's hinting, again, we've said this in the past, Hashem is outside of time. So it's not a fair question to ask, how does Hashem know before we do it? There's no before and after for Hashem. It's like the mashal, we're watching a game on a video of a game that happened yesterday. So we could say, oh, does the guy have free choice to make the shot or not? He has free choice. Do I know whether he's going to make the shot? Yes, because it happened yesterday. I'm outside the timeline. So Hashem is outside the timeline, but there's still free choice given. So the Rambam deals with that question. Again, the Rambam didn't like that. What the Rambam brought it up, but that's what Rav Yosef Nechemya now is mentioning. The maskanas differ, and back to the Rav Yosef Nechemya. Ki kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu master umitzamsem lefamim yidiyaso. Hashem takes away and limits. Levilti yigram yikoach b'chirasein ochavshas. Hashem doesn't let us know certain things because he wants to leave us with free choice, even though he knows. That's why he couldn't have Yaakov be Megal of the case. He knows, but he needs to leave us with Bechira Chavshis. And it's our Bechira that's going to determine when Mashiach is going to come. Hopefully. It was removed. Because if it's said, then it's kind of revealing and then our Bechira is ruined. Yan ki biyadenu lakar v'larachi chalila. Ki akobu de shamayim, chutz miyira shamayim v'havein. Understand this, says Rabbi Yosef Nechemya, so it wasn't told to us so that we still have Bechira Chavshis, free choice. Because if we would know the future, that's why what does Rashi say on Tumim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha? Lotacharach Arasidos. That's not our job. It's not our job to try to go to people to figure out what's going to happen next week. Right? That's not for humans. We're supposed to like do in our avoda what knowing the future shouldn't impact, right? Who do we know that from also? Remember Chizkiyo HaMelech. Brachas Daf Yud. He's on his deathbed. Yishayahu HaNavi comes to visit him. And Chizkiyahu says, why am I dying? Yishayahu says, because you didn't have children. Which, parentheses, means the end of Malchus Beis David. Right? Because Chizkiyahu HaMelech is the king of Yehuda. And if he doesn't have kids, done. It's not just a pride. But what does he say? I see in the future. My son's going to be a Rasha. He's going to be a murderer. He's going to be an Obed of Odazara. Menashe HaMelech. He ended up killing his own grandfather, Yishayahu HaNavi. So what does Yishayahu HaNavi tell Chizkiyahu HaMelech? Right? V'hadi kafshi rachman alam alach. That's not your business, what's going to happen in the future. Right? You can't live based on what's going to happen in the future. You can live based on what you hope will be in the future. But that's what he said. Right? Mifkidisi boi lo chalam evid. What you have to do. So that's what Rav Yosef Nechemya says, why the nevuah, the geula, was taken away from him, so that we keep our bechira chavshis. Okay. So we continue. So Yaakov Avinu is at the end of his life. Vayikrivu Yemei Yisrael Lamus. Interesting, if you try to go through the parsha, we've mentioned this before, the switching to Yaakov and Yisrael. They're like used interchangeably. But why sometimes is he called Yaakov and one sometimes called Yisrael? Vayikrivu Yemei Yisrael Lamus. Vayikra Levno Yosef. He made some swear. I'll not take Barani Mimisrayim. Don't bury me in Egypt. Rashi quotes the three pshatim. Why did he want to be buried in Egypt? Kinim, Avodah Zarah. So if you look in the Medrash, according here in source number 3, we haven't done a Zerah Shimshon in a long time, says the Zerah Shimshon, quotes a couple of Midrashim, I'll not take Rehimim Mitzrayim. Bishvilcha yaradti l'Mitzrayim. Well, it's because of you that I'm here. Bishvilcha yaradti l'Mitzrayim. Bishvilcha amarti amusa hapa'am. Because of you, I came down to Mitzrayim. Because of you, I said, Musa Apam. Right? Well, that was last week's parsha. What did he say? He says, now I could die. Now I could die now that I've seen you. So what's the connection, asked the Zera Shimshon, between this medrash and the pasuk that it's on? Kasha ma inyan elu advarim lahachriach shaloi kru Mitzrayim. Don't bury him in Mitzrayim. I came down here for you, and now I could die. What does that have to do with the pasuk of Anotik Reini b'Mitzrayim? Lamahutzuk odaf l'shtei ta'amimim. The Nachdim, he says, Mashapirish Rashi. Rashi quotes, Vayikra l'bno l'Yosef. Right? He called to b'no l'Yosef, Lefisha yasivik b'yadolasos. Yosef had the power. Quotes the Shach ala Torah. Shemin adin hoya she'ilach Yosef l'eres kinan la'aviv. Really? Mitzad kibarav, Yosef should have schlepped up food and brought it to Yaakov. To make his old man, make Yaakov Avinu come all the way down to Mitzrayim. Below Yavo Avil Mitzrayim, Eitzel Yosef. That's not really so respectful on how things should have been done. Ella, but he was the Melech. So if he was the Melech, Lo Yahya Yachol Lazov HaMalchus. He couldn't have just left. So it's because Yosef was in Mitzrayim, that's why Yaakov had to come down, and he was the Melech. The Zeo Pshara Kasuv, that's the Pasuk. Samani Elokim La'adon L'chol Mitzrayim, last week's Parsha, Hashem put me as a Adon, Redu'elai, come down to me. So that what's the connection between those two? It's saying that, you know, because I'm here, that's why you have to come down. Because I'm here, right, that's what he says, Redu'elai, Al-Tamot, Redu'elai. Right, Klomer, Davka Bishnos is Samani. That's the Pshat of the Pasuk. Because I'm an Adon here, that's why you're coming down to me. That's why I'm not coming down to you. I'm not coming up to you. So step number one is this Shach and this idea that the reason that Yosef should have gone up to Yaakov, but he didn't because he was the king. He was the viceroy. Od Kasav, then he quotes another idea b'shem the Zohar. Shem Haya Yaakov Nikbar b'Mitzrayim lo hischel ashibud la'olam. If Yaakov would have been kavur, buried in Mitzrayim, that would have prevented the Shibud. Only once he left, so now the Shibud could start. And once the Shvatim all died. That's another Medrash. That's a Zohar. And number three point, and then he's going to put it all together. So number one, Yaakov came down because Yosef was the king. Number two, if Yaakov would have been buried in Mitzrayim, that would have prevented the Shibud. Number three, Isa bin Mefarshim, Shira Shiram Rabba, Sheza Bishus Yosef Shagadar Asmomana Erva Nigdru Kolha Anashim. By Yosef Atzadik overpowering and having the Gvura by Ashes Potiphar and controlling himself, that put the power and gave the power to all of Am Yisrael afterwards, to be Gadur. To be Gadur. Different Midrashim, what were Bnei Yisrael, Shalashinu Ashmam, Lashonim, Abusham, but others say they were Gadur Ba'arayas. So now let's put all these things together, and now we'll understand the original pasuk. Remember the original pasuk? Don't bury me in Mitzrayim. And what was the measure on that pasuk? It's because of you I'm here, and because of you I said Amusa Hapam. So what does that have to do with the pasuk? And let's put everything we just said together. Vizel be our measures, he says on the bottom right. Amar Yaakov, Minaroi Hayeshatavu Atach, Relaret Yisrael. Really, you should have gone up to me, right? I'm 130 years old. I can't travel so much. But because you're the king, okay. Number one. Don't bury me in Egypt. That's the first line of the Medrash. I came down here for you. What does that mean? I would have stayed in Canaan, but because you're the king, I came down for you. But don't bury me here. I'll not bury me in Mitzrayim, and you could do it because you're the king. And that's why exactly why I came down. That's the first half. Now we have to put in an extra part of the conversation that took place. V'im tomar, and if you want to say, Yosef, sha'ataro telekavredim Mitzrayim. No, I'm going to bury you here so the Shibud doesn't start. K'dei shelo yaschil ha'galus. Halo, says Yaakov, no. The exact opposite. Adarabba. The opposite. Amusa ha'pam. I could die now. I could die now. Why? Meaning, start the Shibud. Ani amarti amusa apam kishereisi panecha. Klomar, kishereisi bizar panecha shalochatas be'erva. When I see it in your face and I see in your spirituality that you stayed stayed a shomer, you know, over Hashem. V'yadati ki b'schus chayinu salam kol Yisrael. And I know in your schus, all of Klal Yisrael are going to be okay in Mitzrayim. So I say, start the Sheba, get it over with. Start it. Amarti amus apam kadesh yascha l'golos miyad. What do you, so don't have golos. No. Remember the Bris Ben HaBasarim? The Jewish people will only be zoche to the brachas and the geula if they went through the trials and tribulations beforehand. All right, we spoke, you know, last year Shabbos HaGadol, why we had to do this, why our nation had to be born in such a, the crucible of the, of Sheba Mitzrayim. But, this is the way it has to be. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed it. Inami, Shoyachal Kabbalah Torah, or we couldn't get the Torah until we were purified, the Korah Barzel, but either way, Yaakov wanted to start, so that it would then get finished. So Yaakov says, no, take me up. So, don't bury me in Mitzrayim. What's the first line? I'm here, because of you, I came down. I came down for you because you're the king, so you have the power to bring me up. What's the next line? Next line, I say amusapam, meaning, and don't say, no, I'm just going to bury you here so the Sheba doesn't start. No. I'm ready to die now because I want the Sheba to start so that we can be zoche after that to Yitzias Mitzrayim and going and Maimed Har Sinai and getting the Torah. Ubishlama, line 16, im lo haya Yosef go deras momen avera. Fine, if Yosef wouldn't have been able to control himself and then Yaakov Avinu would have been scared that Klal Yisrael would have been affected. Yosef tov ha'yishol yaskal ha'galus. Better that the galus doesn't start. Kedesh lo yitamu Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, so we won't be assimilated. V'yu ne'evadim b'Yisrael, and then we'll be lost. So Mitzrayim was shufei zima. But Baruch Hashem, Yosef, I see you, so I know it's going to be okay. V'chein amar b'shvilcha musa apam b'shvil oso hatamam b'shal notik reini b'Mitzrayim. So everything fits together. Don't bury me in Mitzrayim because I came down for you and you could do it. And I want to die now, says Yaakov, so that the Gullah starts so that we could then go further and be zocha to the Geula. Okay, moving right along. So Yaakov Avinu gets the Shvua that he's going to be buried in Mitzrayim. V'yachrei Adram Eila v'yamar liYosef v'nei avicha choletz. Told to Yosef, your father's ill. We mentioned in past years, the Pirkei de Belazar. I think the Chizkuni quotes it on this pasuk, right? Yaakov's the first person to ever be sick, right? He davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me sick, right? It used to be that everybody, you sneeze and you die. That's what it was up until then, right? And that's why, right? The Minhag Olam, not just the Minhag of Olam HaYehudi. The Minhag Olam is whenever somebody sneezes, you give them a bracha in any language. Gesundheit, bless you, labriut, right? You don't say that when somebody burps. Right? Or when somebody coughs. Or when he sneezes. With the sneezing. So that goes back to that medrash. Pirkei de Belazar. There used to be. So Yaakov Avinu says, no, I want some warning. I want some warning. So that's where Yahshua made him sick. So Yosef takes his two sons, Menashe and Ephraim. V'yageli Yaakov v'yomer. It's amazing, right? All the Shvatim. His two grandsons get a special audience before he dies. Special audience. The two grandsons. That he hasn't been with for so long. He was with them for the past 17 years. But V'yageid la'akov, v'yomer, hinei bincha yosef bo'elecha, v'yishchazek Yisrael, v'yeshev al hamita. And he then gives the brachas, v'chulu. Okay. V'enei Yisrael, right before he does the switching of the hands, and V'enei Yisrael pasagud, chavdu mizoken. Right? Yisrael, here he's called Yisrael. His eyes became heavy. Right? Yitzchak also. Before Yitzchak gave the brachas, his eyes became heavy. We remember that from Parshas Toldos. So here too, Yaakov's eyes become heavy. Lo yuchal liros. He couldn't see. And that's why Yosef thinks he made a mistake, and Yaakov's like, I know exactly what I'm doing. Right? Lo yuchal liros. Vayageshol osam elav. He brings them close. Vayishak lam vayichabek lahem. And he kissed them, and he hugged them. Ask the Arachayim HaKadosh. Source on the left side here. Source number 4. See what he says, and then we'll expand on it. Tzorach ladas, lama kasav hoda azu makam zeh. What do we have to know that he couldn't see? He couldn't see, Yosef brought his kids and he gave him a hug and a kiss. Right, what's the connection between the first half of the pasuk? He couldn't see and he gave them a hug and a kiss. Ma kesher v'shaychas l'davar zeh, ma samach lo v'yishak l'nei chabik lahem. Od tzorach ladas, v'omra lahem. And also it says that v'yishak lahem. Right? What should it say? Vayishak lahem to them. He kissed to them. Vayichabek lahem. Hayo lomar vayishak otam. Say he kissed them. Osam. What's lahem to them? So v'ulai says the Arachaim sheshnei dikdukim elu kol achas mitaretzes chaverta. It's always great when you have two questions and they answer each other. So here it says lahem, and that's exactly it says lahem because he couldn't see. What does that mean? Because his eyes were heavy because he couldn't see. He didn't hug them in the right place. Maybe he hugged their arm. He hugged lahem to them. He didn't hug where he's supposed to hug and didn't kiss where he's supposed to kiss. I don't know. He kissed their chest. He kissed their, he hugged their finger. Whatever. That's what he says, lahem osam. And then he says, vahavein. Understand this. So when he says vahavein, there must be something deeper. Right? It's just like an old man that did something strange that after he did that, the grandchildren are looking at the father, I guess we won't say anything to Zaidi. What's the message? Sir Pincus picks up on this Arachayim HaKadosh. And he says there's something deeper. What does it mean when you don't kiss in the right place and you don't hug in the right place? So he quotes this. He quotes the Arachayim in source number 5. And then he says, V'im harav zal amar v'havein, mi ba besod kadosh elyon. If the Arachayim says, let's understand this, who's going to try to understand the secrets? Mikol makom nir levar al derech hapshat. Says, let me try to explain a little bit what it means to kiss not in the right place to kiss and to hug not in the right place to hug. He says, Berei Shir HaShirim. The beginning of Shir HaShirim, Ksiv Yishakeni Minishikos Pihu. Let him kiss me from the kisses of his mouth. Right? Of Hashem's mouth. Pirish Rashi. Lefi sheyesh mekomos shenoshkim al gav hayad v'yesh al hakasef. There are some that have the minhag of kissing on the hand or on the shoulder. Different minhagim. Right? Sometimes you, more in the Sephardic world, you go meet a Rebbe, you kiss on the hand. Right? So yesh al hakasef. But we want from Hashem, we don't want to kiss on the hand. We want pe'el peh. What's the message? Remember the, Shir HaShirim is written as a love story? Rabbi Akiva called it Kodesh Kadashim? Right? So what's the message? So Vanira Lavar explains the Rav Pincus. When there's a kiss of the lips, lips on lips, it's two directional. A is kissing B and B is kissing A. Kalecha nosei nishiko makabo nishika kenegda. Right? It's the opposite. If somebody kisses a hand, it's only going in one direction. A kiss on the lips is two directional. Vulai mishem kach lashon akasam nishikos pihu. Nishikos is plural. Vizeo haya. And that's what we asked from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that was a Maimon Har Sinai. Sha'ami shalomru nasa venishma ukenegazai Kadosh Baruch Hu nasan lemes haTorah. At Maimon Har Sinai, it was a kiss peh el peh. It was the ultimate intense relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were saying Nasa V'Nishma, and Hashem, gave us the Torah. So he says, it means, is there a sign of affection that's going in two directions? That's what it means, Nashika B'Makam Nashika, and Chibuk B'Makam Chibuk. That's the message here. So, v'hinei mitchila kasav. Let's look at the context. What did the pasuk just say? The pasuk we just read, right? Right beforehand, right? What is it? V'yar Yisrael is b'nei Yosef. V'yomer mi ele? Yaakov says to Yosef, "Who are these kids?" What does Rashi say there? He saw in the future they would have some rishayim in their descendants. Mi ele, right? Who are these? Right? Bikish levarcham. Rashi says he saw Yeravam and Achav. Coming from Ephraim, Yehu, from Menashe. He saw people who weren't the greatest tzaddikim. So Rashi quotes that. Mi ele. Klomar. Ra Yaakov shibi b'nei Yosef asin latiz yiravim achav yehuv imkin. Ma yishlo l'nasheik osam l'chabkam. Chi ma yikabo men b'chazar. I'm going to kiss them. They're not going to kiss me back. I see some negativity in the descendants here. Lo nashika lo chavika. El efech. I don't see any kisses coming my way. Says Yaakov Avinu. Lochein lo ratza levarcham. So he's like, what's going on here? Right, what's going on here? And that's why at first, right? That's why he's nervous. But Yomer Yosef Alavi, Yosef says, they're my kids. They're my kids, meaning he's reassuring, right? He's reassuring. He's saying they're part of Klal Yisrael. Amnam la'achar mikan. So then what happens in the next pasuk? Ein Yisrael kavdu mizoken. And what does it say? Vayishak lam vechabik lahem. As we just said, not in the place of chibuk and not in the place of neshika. What does that mean? Line 20. Klomar, what does it mean? His eyes grew old. Machmas hazikna she'inyana chesed varichas apayim. Me'ata shuv la'ro Yaakov es ela she'ruvin labracha. He says, I'm going to give you the bracha anyway. I'm going to give a bracha anyway. And I'm going to give a bracha shelo b'makam neshika. And I'm going to give a chibuk shelo b'makam, meaning, even though it's only one directional right now, that's okay. Because I believe that this kiss is going to have some effect. I believe that this hug is going to have some effect. Even if I'm not going to, if I'm not doing it, but makam neshika now, because I see some of the descendants, he says, Zeo imkein inyan nishuk b'makam neshika. L'nashik b'ofach b'kabam neshika machzir gamu neshika. V'kan chidesh Yaakov od madrega b'chavivos. Yaakov Avinu is telling us another level of a belovedness, maybe teaching us forevermore how a parent has to kiss a child or a grandchild, right? Not in a way that demands b'makam neshika and b'makam chavika. Again, we're not talking about literally, but b'kamakam l'chabkom l'nashkom l'shpia lehem ava v'yachva. Right? Even if there's no chazaras ha'ahava. And that's what the Arachayim HaKadosh is telling us, what we learned from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is giving the chibuk v'nishuk. Whether it comes back or not, that's not in his control, but he teaches us just to give the bracha. Give the nishuk, give the neshika, and give the chibuk. Okay. Moving right along. The next thought I think we did about 15 years ago, but I thought we would do it again because I didn't remember it either. Says the, so what happens? A little more, and then we'll get to actually some of the, doing a lot on this little story of Yosef this year. So Vayotzi Yosef Osam, Vayishtachal Apav Artsa, Yosef brings them, Vayikach Yosef Ishtam, and he puts Ephraim over here, Menashe over there. And then he sees what happens, and he says, you switch the hands, no, it's wrong. And his father says, don't worry, I know about it. Yadati ani, bini yadati. Let's translate the words. He blesses them. He gives them. Who's them? Ephraim and Manasseh. He gives them a bracha on that day saying, in you, Yivarech Yisrael Lemar. In you, Bnei Yisrael will give a bracha. So it's trying to say that this is the bracha that Bnei Yisrael are going to use forever. But what does it start off with? He gives them a bracha, bicha, it should be bachem. Bachem in you. Plural. What's bicha yivarech Yisrael? Who's the bicha going on? Right, Rashi quotes, habal avarech es banav, yivarechem bibirchasam, v'yomar ish lebeno, yisim chalakim, kafrayim chmanashe. Right, what we do, many families do on Friday night. So, bicha, who's the bicha going on? So explains the Ber Yosef, l'chara hayitzorach lomar bahem. Bahem, Bachem, if he's talking about them or he's talking to them. As if it's Yosef, but he's giving a bracha to Bacha for Menashe now. Right? So what's he talking about here of Bacha in you, Yosef? The Efshar. So he says it's possible. How most thoughts of the Ber Yosef are the Efshar. The Efshar is possible. Mishum Shefraim Menashe, Shayibarav Shal Yosef, Shay Moshe Balaret, Mikolaret Mitzrayim. Ephraim Menashe, the children of Yosef were Moshlin. He was the Moshe. Vayisei cholas v'efsharis biyado lechanchom legadlam karoi b'kol chachmas v'alimudim. Yosef could have given them any type of education that he would have wanted. Right? Everything was open to him. Gam lenasam v'lemnosam l'pkidim gadolam l'sarim l'nechmai. He could have appointed them prime ministers. He could have given them any political position. K'mo shekasav, Menashe had a position, and Ephraim lamad Imkain Eich Yahin Ish Pashut. Yosef could do whatever he wants. So Yosef, you know, he was able to, you know, to give his kids the education that he wanted. The Imkain, but Eich Yahin Ish Pashut, but a simple Jew in history. How could he Yahin? How could he lift himself up? Shenimsa b'matzav Yarud v'shafel b'chamrius. I am sunken into this world and my challenges and my physical challenges, my economic challenges, my spiritual challenges. I'm not so smart. My environment is not so great. I'm going to bless my kids. They should be like Ephraim and Manasseh. Yosef could have an Ephraim and Manasseh. Yosef had all the money in the world. Yosef had all the coat. He could do whatever he wants. He could hire whatever teachers he wanted me. So how could I? How could a person say that my kids are going to be, I think I'm like Yosef. I think I'm as good as Yosef in terms of educating my kids. Right? You should be, Hashem should make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. Ulam, left side. But let's think about where Yosef started. Wasn't always easy for Yosef. He started off in a pit. Then he went into another pit. Yosef was gone. Yosef was forgotten. Because he had the humility and he recognized it was all from Hashem. That's what gave him the power. To go from the depths to the heights. Yosef was also, he started off in a very difficult situation, but he believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge and was able to overcome and be successful. So we say, Yaakov says, Yosef, becha, in you, because they're not going to just think about Ephraim and Manasseh. They're not going to think about you on top. They're going to think about your whole life. Turn the page. He says, he was able to stand up in his sidkus and his chasidus. U'bechein hara Yosef, hu semel v'dugma l'kulam. Yosef is a semel, it's a reminder for all of us. She'efshar lahagia lahamaylo elyona uveinachomer bein beruach beizamatzav, right? No matter what situation, and that's what Yaakov says. Becha v'akmana liYosef haynu sheyistaklu becha v'yisbonenu mehanasev and isgalga becha, right? They should look in you and recognize where you came from. Az yivar kol echad miYisrael yia mishayia leim alabana of yisim chalokim keEfrayim v'chim. See, everybody should look in recognize it's not just Ephraim and Manasseh, but it's Yosef as well. And in that way, we could have chizuk that we could do it. Doesn't matter what situation that we start out in. Okay. Moving right along to another thought. Perek Memtes. So now we get into Yaakov and his children. Yaakov says to his children, gather around and I'm going to tell you. Right, this is what it was said earlier in the first Rashi. Right, he was going to tell him what's going to happen to Machras Ayamim. He kav su v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, and then he forget, Rashi quotes that he forgot it. He kav su v'shimu b'nei Yaakov v'shimu, listen up. So there is a couple of Gemaras that people are familiar with. Some are Imsachim, Daf Nun Vav. Let's read it together in source number 8. Sorry, Alafim Raitorsky here quotes the Gemara Imsachim. And as he always has, his thoughts are unbelievably creative, where he puts so much together, but it gives us an appreciation. Al Derech Drush of what's going on here. So the Gemara says, Imsachim Nun Vav. Bikesh Yaakov Legalos Labanav Ketz Hayamin. Yaakov Avinu, what did it say? Give over the end of days. Maybe one of my children is not a believer. Ki Avraham, like Avraham, my grandfather had a Yishmael, my father had an Esav. Maybe I also have somebody. Maybe I also have somebody who's off. Amru Labanav, they say no. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kena, Shema Chad. Amru, they said Kishem Beim Belibchei Echa, just like you have Malchus Shamayim, Kachim Bilibeinu Alechad. Bosa Shah Pasach Yaakov Yinav Yomar. Yaakov's like, really? Baruch Shem Kavod, Malchuso Liolam Vaed. That's the story. V'tzrichim Lahavin, a couple of questions, asked the Sari Alafim. Number one, Lama Hutzruch Yaakov Lomar, why did Yaakov have to invoke his parents, his father and his grandfather? Right? Right? Why didn't he say, maybe I have somebody who's lacking here? Why do you have to say, like, my father had somebody who's lacking and my grandfather, me too? What did you mention that for? Lamazur Yaakov Lomar, Ka Avraham, Shezmen Yishmael, Vavi Yitzchak. L'choya maspikim haya omer rak, Shema chas v'shalom yesh b'mati psu, b'mitas yipsu. Maybe there's somebody. The Sulo, number one. Number two, what was his answer of Baruch Shem Kavod? Maya chaser, mama, they said, Hashem al-Kadosh Hashem Echad. He should have said, wow, great, thank you. What was Baruch Shem after that? So he says at the beginning of the parsha, right, Rashi quotes three pshatim on after the shvua was made, that he was going to bury him in Eretz Canaan. Vayishtacha Yisrael al-Rosh HaMita. Yaakov, Yisrael, bowed down three times. He bent down. Birish Rashi, Shlosha Pirushim. Three reasons why there was Hishtachavaya. Number one, Tala Beidne Sagidle. The fox in his time bowed to him. Meaning, if there's a ruler, give him some kavod. He was a kavod. Moshe gave Parah kavod. Eliyahu Navi gave Achav kavod. Right? So Yosef was like a ruler, so he gave him kavod. Number one. Number two, Mikan Amru Shashchina Lamala Mirashos of Shachola. Because the Shechina was next to Yaakov. So he bowed to the Shechina by Achola. Number three, Ashayzi Mitaso Shleima Vlayba Rasha. Because he realized that Mitaso Shleima at this stage. So Venera says the, sorry, Alafim, Shlosha Pirushim Elu Ala Bukana Mechad. Really, there's one message here from all three Pshatim. Doesn't seem like it, but we'll have to see. One message. So Beparshas Vayishlach. Again, how he puts it all together. Another Chazal, but this is going to be the beginning of the answer. Beginning of the answer. We know that when Yaakov Avinu came back to Shechem, the Torah describes him as Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem. He came back Shalem. What does Rashi quote there? Shalem Begufo, Shalem Bemamono, Shalem Betoraso. Complete. So ask the, sorry, Alafim. Vakasha, I don't understand. Bishlama Shalem Betoraso. I never seen it to be Shalem in his Torah. He didn't lose any of his Torah. Shashaycha Shal Torah Shalem. Shashlemus Adam Toli Betorah Kadosha. He has Shlemus in Torah. Aval Ech Shaych Lomar, he Shalem Begufo o Shalem Bemamono. You have a body and you have some money. So what's the completeness by money? Shlemus. You have some money, so that's complete. You could always have more, you could always have less. What's Shlemus? V'yav shalomar. Let's put it all together. Why was Yaakov zocha to mitaso shlema? Right, what was it? What was about his avoda that he was zocha to the, have his, all his children follow? So he says, and we needed each of the avos to have their midos. But he quotes, Yadua Avram Avinu was kulo chesed. Ava. Giving. Shehayachas yeshayilo im Hashem Yisbaruch hayachas shal ahava. Love. Avram Avinu, Avram Oavai. Avram is all about love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The avoda zos limi li Avram es b'nei Dora, and he taught his generation. Shashem Yisbarachu bar'enu ha'oev osanu, meitavanu. He loves us, he gives it to us. V'roi lanu la'avo ava rabba va'aza. Just love him, love him, love him. That was Avram. Love him, love him, love him. U'bios sh'ava himida mosheches, and because this is very magnetic, he got a lot of followers. But there's one chisaron, yish chisaron b'gishazu. There's one chisaron in this attitude, if it's always love, love, love. I don't always feel it. If somebody's going through a tough time, they might not feel that love. Whether physical ailments, yisurim, beimitzad mamono, financial troubles, ruchnias, we feel far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's hard to always feel the love. And if it's all about love, what is the name? Pirkei Avos? Batla ha'davar, batla ha'ava. So he says that's what happened to Yishmael. To have just a service based on Ava. So what about the times I don't feel the Ava? We don't always feel that, so Yishmael left. And Yitzchak is the opposite. V'chein ha'davar be'esav. Midas mino, Yitzchak was Midas ha Yira, Midas ha Gvura. Turning the page, Yitzchak was all about Yira, 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 awe and trepidation, and Gavlus v'hadr ga'ono. But line six, there's a chisar in there too. If it's all yira, 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 shigami this a yira hi aregesh. Pa'amim margish osa, pa'amim she'enu margish. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I don't feel like it's bondage and noach la'adam. V'yesh lo kol tuv. What if I feel everything's awesome? And kochi v'osem yadi azali yasachay lazeh. I might not feel the awe and trepidation every moment of my life. V'shocheach la'adam. And I forget Hashem Yisbarach Hu anosim li la'av sokoyel. And that's what happened to Esav, suggests the Sorry, I love him. Shalaban ve'aviv yitzchak sheyiches adam yachas adam Hashem Yisbarach. So it's yachas shel yira. We don't always feel that, so that's why he left. Yaakov was the balance. Yaakov was the balance. Kiras Yaakov saw the avoda of his father Yitzchak and the avoda of his grandfather Avram, and he saw both of those. Again, we look at it as we needed avos who had those extremes, but Yaakov looked at it as, I see the two extremes, the two unadulterated attributes of Ahava and Yira don't work if they're exclusive. So, I don't think you should focus on Ahava. I don't think you should focus on Yira. I think you should focus on Malchus. Hashem's the king. That's why we serve him. Not because of our Ahava, not because of our Yira. Bachar Yaakov lechelko midas hamalchus. Shal ha'adam leida, sheyachso em Hashem Yisbarach, hu yachas shal eved emelech. We're the eved. Alkein alav litzayis lemelech. Why do we listen? Because he's the king. Doesn't matter how we feel. If we're in the mood, we're not in the mood. We feel it, we don't feel it. We feel the love, we feel the no. And that's what he taught his children. Ein lanu breira bazeh. Skipping a couple of lines. Shari kein tziva amelech. And if you taught that way, then okay. Even if I'm not feeling it, even if it's hard, even if it's challenging, that's what Yosef learned. That's what the other Shvatim, top of the next column. He says that maybe this is alluded to, vayihi vishurin melech. When you focus on Malchus, v'hisasef rashei om yachad shiftei Yisrael. When the avodah is Malchus, that's when everybody could stay in the fold. Yachad shiftei Yisrael. Shal Yadesha Bachar Yeshurin Yaakov La Avdo Yisrael B'Yachso Shel Melech Ayideze Zachal Yachid Shifte Yisrael Shaisa Mitaso Shleim. And Venera says Alafim says this avoda is called Shleimus HaAvoda. The source 9 on the left side. Mayachar Sheinenu Tuliyah B'Shum Davar. It's always Shalim. It's complete avoda, not totally on anything, right? Ayidei and where did Yaakov ear Shchem? Shchem. What's Shchem? He does this a lot. Rashi Tevis, Shein Kvod Malchuso. Right? Shchem. Shein Kvod Malchuso. And yeah, he says, Shalim Begufa. What do you mean he had Shlemus? It means once you have Malchus, then all of those, doesn't matter what's happening in my areas of finances or spirituality or physicality, my avoda is constant. That's how he says maybe Shlemus means. Completeness means consistency. Doesn't matter what's going on. Avoda shel Shchem, Shem Kvod Malchuso, Mavtichash Adam Yishar Shalim Bavodaso B'chol Matzavav, by all of them. Let's get back to the Rashi, and let's get back to the earlier questions. Vayishtachu Yisrael Arosh Hamita. What did Yaakov bow down at the head? What were the three pshatim of Rashi? Bowing down reflects Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So that's what Rashi quotes, right? Talabine sigile. What does that mean? Malchus he shachiv adam likana mipanav yisrael b'chol matzaviv. Vafilu ma'idei matzavei chayav nidmelo malchus shemayim k'malchus shel shual. Right? Even though, it doesn't appear like malchus shemayim. Ein breira. I don't feel it. And the shechina is here. And that causes mitaso shlema. Right? He bowed down because of mitaso shlema. He bowed down because the Kadosh Baruch was there. It's all connected. Because he had this avoda, the attitude of not Ava like grandfather, not Yira like Yitzchak, but he had the Malchus, I'm the Eved. Right? I'm the Eved, so that's why he was able to transmit that to his children. And turning over now, that's why he mentions, Bikish Lagalos Akates, and what does it say? Nistimu. He's like, maybe I have a psul like my father, like my grandfather. He's emphasizing. Maybe I have a psul like Avram. What do they answer him? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he says, so you got my message. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. My Shem message. Right? Yeah, I realize that. I've given that and I realize that you are all in it. You are all in it. And that's the limud. That's the limud from all of this. Again, I didn't read all of it. Sha'apavadi on the end, on the left side. Yishtadol Adam la'avod es Hashem Yisrael. Even though we have to serve Hashem with Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, but it can't be based on that. It can't be based on that. The basis of our avoda has to be avoda, eved, melech. That's Naseh v'Nishma. Okay. Let's try to squeeze in two more thoughts. We start off the brachas of Yaakov, and I think all of us feel a little bit bad for Reuven. Like, Reuven has tried hard. He tried to be a leader. He felt bad when Yosef wasn't there. He made an offer, which was a foolish offer, according to Chazal, right? He stood up and said, my two sons will be killed if I don't bring back Binyamin. And he was out for his mother's covid when he switched the beds. And then we have this, we'll call it it's not a bracha, it's just recognizing his midos. Right, maybe that's the biggest bracha. But pachas kamayim al tosar, right? According to Rashi, what does that mean? Pachas kamayim, right? He starts off, b'chariyata kochi reishas oni, yes or seis, yes or oz. What does Rashi quote? You could have been zocha to seis, nisiyas kapayim, to kahuna. Oz, there's malchus. Yes, sir, but you lost it. Pachas kamayim, you acted quickly, al tosar, ki alisa mishkevei avicha, because you went up on your father's bed, v'chulu. Says the Chasam Sofer, let me read it in a different way, so it's not as... Not as negative. Says the Chasam Sofer in source 11. Nira. Afal pisha b'lashin kintur amar. Even though he was saying it pashup shot as a negative. Mikomako merumaz bohem bracha. But there's a bracha that's hinted to also. Kedachsiv, as it says at the end of the brachas, ishkasher kibirchasa berachasam, he put them all together. He says, quotes the medrash that we allude to on the slichas of Tzom Gedalia. Amar kodesh bracha l'ruvain. Ata patachta b'tshuva tchila. I think we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago in the shir also. Hashem says to Reuven, you did tshuva. Chayecha ben bincha poseach b'tshuva tchila. Your descendant is going to be very famous about tshuva and Hoshea, tshuva Yisrael, haftorah for Shabbos, tshuva, that comes from Hoshea. That's from Reuven. Nira. So Reuven says the Medrash was about tshuva. He did tshuva here for what he did. Nira, Ava Pisha not la bechora mi Reuven al shachata. Even though Reuven lost the bechora, mikol makom naase bechor l'tshuva. Right? What does the Medrash say? You open patachta b'tshuva. He's a bechor. He started tshuva. V'hischa b'tshuva tchila. V'uchashiv yotzer mitzadikam. We know about tshuva. Gemara says in Brachas, makom shabali tshuva omdim ein tzadikim gemurim yechol mamot sham. Nimsa, line 10. Tzadik muktam bizman ubal tshuva meuchar lo bizman. A tzadik is, so to speak, earlier chronologically because he doesn't do the chet. But the bal tshuva sins and then he becomes righteous. So he's later in time. Ki yefshal hashumi b'li sheyachta tchila. You can't do tshuva unless you first sin. Nimsa shu meuchar bizman avo muktam b'mayla. He's later in chronological time, assuming they start at the same time, but he's above in stature. Alkein amar Reuven b'chori atav ereishis oni. So he says, al derech drush, oni could also be learned oven. Oven is a sin. Ereishis oni, you're the beginning of the one who sinned, hamishapek l'schus, but then you turned it into a schus, asher hu yeser al seiz v'yeser az, which is greater than malchus and greater than kahuna. Right? Yes or Savior, yes or Rashi says, no, you could have had it. No. You read it as avon, what's the lashon here? Right. Racious, kochi veracious oni, you're the beginning, racious of oni, of sin, and then you did tshuva from it, which is greater than yes or kun of yes or us. Kiwa chashem yakunu malchus. Ach, next pasuk. Pachas kamayim al tosar. Oso hayeter einenu pachas umahir kamayim. But pachas kamayim, as fast as water, it's not that altosa, that yetera doesn't come like water. It's not fast. It doesn't come early. You gotta wait for it, right? It's only after the sin. If you wouldn't have done that sin, you wouldn't have been able to be in this situation. So if you read it a little deeper, al derech drush, Chasam Sofer says maybe he is recognizing the bracha and the godless of Reuven as well. Okay. One more thought, and that is, at the end of the bracha of Yehuda. Yehuda gets a couple of psukim. Yehuda's compared to many types of lions, gur, aryeh, lavi. But at the end, chachlili einayim yayin ulaven shinayim echalav. So Rashi does not quote this chazal, but it's a Gemara in Ksubis, towards the end of Ksubis. You look at the beginning of Sura number 12, on the Lashon of Leben Shinaya Mechalav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tova Malbin Shinayim Lechadero Yoser Mimashkeo Hapchalav. Better is one who whitens the teeth of a person, who whitens their teeth to their person, Hamalbim Shinayim Lechadero Yoser Mimashkeo Chalav. More than someone who gives him milk, right? If you whiten somebody's teeth, what does that mean? Smile at them. Smile at them. The Sefer Or HaTzofen Kosev, he quotes the Or HaTzofen, this the Otsos HaTorah. He quotes, if you look in the Sefer Or HaTzofen, Nisar Latzmeinu Ezeu Hanoha Gorem Ladim Chaveiro. Imagine how good you feel if I do the following to you. B'shashu Mashkeo Chalav, I give you a cup of milk. Uveprapes Man Shachaveiro Chole O Kafu Mikar. You're freezing. I give you warm milk. Right? Your throat is bothering you. You come in from the cold. I give you a nice cup of hot milk. Oh, feels so good. The Yoser Mizem Nira Adam Shekar Chalav Al Shechmovu Mechazer Mideyom Biyomo Abate Aniyim V'chol Mashko Sam. Unbelievable. But Chazal say, I could do much better than that. Much better than giving somebody a cup of milk that they really enjoy. Shebelo Tircha Yesera Yesh L'chol Adam Ayecholos L'gmol Chesed Emabrios B'mida Yoser Gedola. You give a smile. Smile is better than any milk that you could give. You show him your teeth. Usually smiles are infectious. Right? You one person smiling, just like anything is. You come in with a frown, that's also. But smiles. And then he quotes, I've quoted this from other rabbis, but I guess, you plug in the rabbi. But here he quotes it from Yecheskel Sarna, Haya Omer on the top. Shepanav shaladam harim begeder rishus harabim. Your face is a rishus harabim. You're not allowed to be mazik or put a bar in rishus harabim. Shemad depanam atzuvos, or is it begeder bar rishus harabim? Right. Avos Rabbi Nasan. Hadim mekabos kaladam esever panam yafis. Right. Avos Rabbi Nasan, if you remember, it's every line of Perkei Avos has about 5 lines in Avos Rabbi Nasan. It's an expansion of, it's about 40 prakim or so, 42 prakim, I think. And Perkei Avos is 5, according to the ones. If I give somebody presents, tons of presents, but I give it with a frown, I give it upon of zoamos, of kuvushos, as if I didn't give anything. If I give somebody a smile, even if I don't bring anything. And he says, with a little bit of focus and thinking, we could be makayim, hundreds of mitzvahs of chesed every day. Very easy. Very easy. And he quotes, remember the Gemara in Tainus Chavbeis, who's the Ben Olam Haba? Right? Remember, one of the Amoram answered Elio Navi, who here is Ben Olam Haba? He says, those two guys over there. He goes over, what do? We make people smile. Right? Batchani manan. Batchani ana. Right? We make people smile. That is what we do. That is what we have to chew. And what does it say there? If you're medayik, who here is a Ben Olam Haba? He quotes from the Arizal. The Arizal says there are 3 Lashonos that we have in Chazal. Yesh lohem chelek l'olam haba, mizuman l'chai olam haba, and a ben olam haba. Right? The question is, where's your seat going to be? Right? Where's your seat? You're going to get a front row seat? You're going to get a box seat? You're going to be up in the bleachers? You know, what's, I remember I said one time, so you're going to go to olam, you come into they bring you into the stadium and, the usher is showing you your seat and you like keep going and going and going and going. You're all like, what? I'm here? Bidyevin, you're here. We try not to live Bidyevin lives, right? We're like Chila Jews. So it says here about the person who makes the smile, Ben Olam Haba, which is the highest level. Not just Chelek L'Olam Haba. Not just Mizuman, but a Ben. So we have to recognize the power that we have, Chachlili. Right, this lashon of chachlili anayim miyayin uleven shinayim mechalav. Recognize the power of a smile. How easy it is. Right, we mentioned in the past. Now you're going down the street, you see somebody smiling, you think they're strange. You think like, what are you so happy about? Like it's not normal. No, we're the strange ones. Right? Yeah, that's what chachlili anayim miyayin, the power that we have. So we should be zocha to smile ourselves, to be zocha to get the smiles. And to be zocha to have Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, smiling at us as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Remember, next week, we have the Shem on Tuesday.